Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive.
Always exciting to dive into a new topic.
Today we're going to be looking at the work of Ana Rua Ibars.
Oh, interesting.
She's doing some really fascinating research in the world of nanomaterials and microplastics.
Okay. Yeah, those are definitely hot topics these days.
Yeah, we actually have quite a few sources about her. We have, let's see here, a bio, a project description.
Wow.
And a whole list of her accomplishments. So we really get to, you know, look behind the curtain and see what life is really like for a driven scientist.
It's true. Sometimes it feels like you only see the finished research.
Right.
And not all the blood, sweat, and tears that went into it.
Exactly. Yeah. So hopefully this will give everyone a much more complete picture of what goes into this type of research.
For sure.
So let's just jump right in. Who is Ana Rua Ibars? Well, she's currently a senior postdoctoral researcher.
Okay.
At the University of Zaragoza.
In Spain.
In Spain, yes.
Yeah.
But her journey to get there is anything but ordinary.
I was going to say, senior postdoctoral researcher, that sounds like it took some time to get there.
Right, yeah, she didn't just jump right into that role.
Interesting.
So what's really interesting is that she spent 10 years abroad.
Wow, that's a significant chunk of time.
Before returning to Spain.
Okay.
So she got her PhD from Ghent University.
Okay.
That's in Belgium.
I've heard of that, yeah.
And there she specialized in some pretty advanced techniques for analyzing mercury, which is fascinating in its own right.
Yeah, that sounds pretty complex.
And then she held two industry-oriented postdoctoral positions. First at VIO, which is the Flemish Institute for Technological Research, also in Belgium.
Gotcha.
And then back at Ghent University on a project with Total Energies.
So quite a bit of international experience there.
Yeah, and it seems like she really got to work on a wide range of projects too.
Wow.
So after all that globetrotting, she ends up back in Spain at the University of Zaragoza. But it's not just any university.
Right.
It's part of this network called Campus Iberis.
Campus Iberis. Okay, I'm not familiar with that one.
So Campus Iberis is a consortium of universities in the Ebro Valley in Spain.
Okay.
And they're all about fostering top-tier research with a global reach. So it's a pretty prestigious place for Ana to have landed.
Definitely. Sounds like quite the competitive environment.
Yeah, and she specifically mentions the Iberis Experience Program in her bio. She says that she's really grateful for the opportunities that opened up. And it wasn't just about the research itself.
Oh, interesting.
But also about the chance to, you know, return to her home region after a decade away, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, that personal connection can make a big difference.
Absolutely.
It must have been quite a journey for her.
Yeah, so it seems like the program was really instrumental in connecting her with a network of researchers and giving her, you know, a solid foundation to pursue her academic goals.
That makes sense.
So what is she actually researching?
Yeah, let's get into the nitty-gritty.
Right, brace yourselves for some serious scientific jargon. She's developing new ways to detect and characterize nanomaterials and microplastics using something called ICP mass spectrometry.
Okay.
Now, that might sound intimidating to some people.
It sounds pretty high tech.
It is. It really is. But, you know, imagine you have a bag of Skittles.
Okay. I like where this is going.
And you want to know precisely how many of each color are inside. ICP mass spectrometry is like a super-powered sorting machine that can separate and count.
No.
Each individual Skittle give you a detailed breakdown.
That's amazing.
But instead of candy, it's analyzing the tiniest particles imaginable, things we can't even see with the naked eye.
So it's like a microscopic Skittle counter.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a great way to put it.
So it's a really powerful tool for understanding this tiny world.
I can imagine.
But why is this research so important?
Yeah. Why should we care about counting microscopic Skittles?
Well, think about it. Nanotechnology is, it's exploding right now.
It's true.
It's everywhere, from the clothes we wear to the medicine we take. And it's only going to become more prevalent in our lives.
Absolutely.
But we need to make sure we understand how these tiny particles behave, both in the environment and in our bodies.
Right. Safety first.
And that's where Ana's work comes in.
Okay. Yeah. So she's figuring out if these things are safe for us.
Yeah. And she's also working on microplastics.
Right. That's a whole other can of worms.
Which are a huge environmental concern. And we're just starting to understand the full scope of their impact.
Yeah, they're turning up everywhere.
They are. It's really concerning. Microplastics are turning up everywhere. Our oceans, our food chain.
Yeah, it's scary.
Even our drinking water.
Wow.
So developing accurate methods to detect and analyze them is crucial.
Yeah. So we can understand how much of a problem it really is.
Exactly.
And hopefully start doing something about it.
Exactly. And Anna's research goes even deeper. She's focusing on the single particle aspect of these materials. What does that mean exactly? Well, it means she's not just studying these particles in bulk. She's looking at them one by one.
Wow, that's incredible.
So think of it like zooming in on a single pixel in a giant image.
Okay.
It allows scientists to understand the unique properties of each particle and get a much more detailed picture of how they interact with their surroundings.
So she's basically a scientific detective.
She is.
Piecing together clues at the nano level.
That's a great way to put it, yeah. So speaking of zooming in, let's take a closer look at what she actually accomplished during this fellowship. It's a pretty impressive list.
I was wondering about that. Yeah, what has she actually done?
So she's published 7 papers in international journals.
Wow, that's a lot.
Which is a lot for just a few years of work.
That's impressive.
It is. It's very impressive. And to give you a taste of just how complex this field is.
Okay.
One of her papers is titled Laser Ablation ICP-MS for Microplastic Analysis, a Single Particle Approach.
Even the title sounds intimidating.
They do.
I can't even imagine what the actual paper is like.
It's mind-boggling to think that she's navigating this world of lasers and microplastics and, you know, advanced spectrometry with such expertise.
Yeah, it's like a whole other language.
But it's not just about the publications. She's also presented at 17 conferences and workshops.
Okay.
Which shows that she's not just doing the research, but actively sharing it with the wider scientific community.
That's important, right? Getting the word out.
That exchange of ideas is so crucial in science.
For sure. Bouncing ideas off each other, getting feedback.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all part of the process.
And she's even co-supervising a PhD dissertation.
Oh, wow.
Which means she's mentoring the next generation of scientists.
Passing on the knowledge.
Talk about a well-rounded researcher.
She's doing it all.
She is. And her reach extends beyond Spain, too. She's collaborated with researchers at VIO in Belgium and the University of Pau in France, highlighting the global nature of scientific research.
Yeah, science really does transcend borders.
Absolutely. And we can't forget that her work was also presented by co-authors at even more conferences in places like Slovenia and Switzerland, and even Nevada.
Wow, her work is making a splash.
So it's a testament to the impact her research is having.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we mentioned earlier that researchers do more than just lab work.
Right.
Well, Anne is a perfect example of that.
Okay, so what else is she up to?
She's involved in so many activities beyond her research. From mentoring students during Science Immersion Week to being part of organizing committees for scientific events. She's even contributing to university initiatives on research evaluation.
Wow, she's really committed to making sure science is done right.
Yeah, it's really impressive. It's like she's wearing all these different hats. Researcher, mentor, advocate, and she does it all with such energy and passion.
It's inspiring. Clearly she loves what she does.
Yeah. She's also a member of several professional associations, including the Grupo Especializado en Ciencia y Tecnologías, the Royal Spanish Society of Chemistry, and the Marie Curie Alumni Association. This shows how deeply connected she is to the broader scientific community.
Yeah, she's definitely not working in isolation.
And get this, she's constantly learning and developing her skills through training activities.
That's great, always learning.
She even participated in MedNight training, which is part of the Mediterranean Researchers Night. Have you heard of this?
I haven't. Tell me more.
So, the Mediterranean Researchers Night is a fantastic event that aims to bring science to the public in a fun and engaging way.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's all about breaking down those barriers between researchers and the community.
I love that idea.
So Anna seems to be a natural work at communicating her work to a wider audience. She's presented at all sorts of conferences, including the Noche Europea de los Investigadores, which is the European Researchers Night, by the way. And she's also participated in Café Científico, which sounds like a really fun way to engage people with science in a casual setting.
Like science over coffee.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
And she doesn't stop there. She also gives invited talks, which shows how much she's respected in her field.
Yeah, she's sought after for her expertise.
And she's involved in the IBEERS Connect Doctoral Congress, where she guides and supports PhD students.
Really highlighting her dedication to nurturing the next generation of scientists. It's amazing how she finds the time for all of this.
I know, right? It's clear that Anarua Ibarz is a force to be reckoned with. But I think what's really remarkable is her dedication to both advancing scientific knowledge and sharing that knowledge with the world. It's truly inspiring.
Absolutely. She's a great role model for aspiring scientists.
But before we get too carried away, we have much more to unpack. Join us for part two of this deep dive, where we'll delve deeper into the implications of Anna's research and explore how it could shape the future.
Can't wait. It's amazing, isn't it? Like, her research is this key that unlocks a deeper understanding of this tiny world, the microscopic world that has such a huge impact on our lives.
It's true. We're talking about particles so tiny that we can't even see them, yet they're all around us, playing a role in, well, everything. The environment, our own bodies, and her focus on single particle analysis, it's truly groundbreaking.
It's really like getting up close and personal with these tiny particles. Imagine being able to analyze like individual nanoparticles or microplastics. It opens up a whole new world of possibilities.
Yeah, we can start to understand, you know, their behavior, how they interact with other materials.
Exactly.
Even how to manipulate them for specific purposes.
And the implications are huge, especially when you consider how quickly nanotechnology is advancing. Like, it seems like every day there's something new.
Sure.
Nanomaterials are already used in so many applications. Electronics, medicine.
Cosmetics.
Cosmetics, food packaging.
It's really kind of mind-blowing.
It's everywhere.
But with this deeper understanding, we can start to ensure that these materials are being used safely and responsibly.
Right, because we don't want to unleash a whole new set of problems.
No. And it's not just about safety, though, is it? I mean, imagine the potential for innovation.
Oh, absolutely. Nanotechnology has the potential to revolutionize so many industries.
And research like Anna's is paving the way for those breakthroughs. I mean, it's mind-boggling to think about the possibilities.
Yeah.
Like targeted drug delivery systems that can deliver medication directly to diseased cells.
Mm-hmm.
Super efficient solar panels that can harness more energy from the sun. Self-healing materials that can repair themselves.
It sounds like science fiction.
It does. It really does.
Yeah.
But it's becoming a reality thanks to research like Anna's. It's like we're on the verge of this new technological era, and she's one of the pioneers leading the way.
Very cool.
And we can't forget about the microplastics issue.
Yeah.
It's a global problem that needs urgent attention.
Definitely. These tiny plastic particles are turning up everywhere, in the deepest parts of the ocean, in the food we eat, even in the air we breathe.
Yeah.
And as we learn more about them, it becomes even more concerning.
But that's why research like Anna's is so vital. By developing these new techniques to detect and characterize microplastics, we can start to get a handle on their impact on ecosystems and human health. And hopefully, that knowledge will lead to solutions.
Yeah.
Whether it's developing new materials that biodegrade more easily or finding ways to remove microplastics from the environment.
We need all hands on deck for this one.
Absolutely. Her collaboration with researchers at Viado in Belgium and the University of Pau in France is a great example of that.
Mm.
It really highlights how scientific progress often relies on, you know, collaboration and the sharing of knowledge across borders.
Science thrives on collaboration. It's like a giant puzzle, and each researcher is contributing a piece until we see the full picture.
Yep.
And those conferences and workshops that Anna's involved in are so crucial for that exchange of ideas. It's where researchers from all over the world come together to present their findings, discuss challenges, and spark new collaborations.
Yeah, it's like a giant brainstorming session.
Exactly.
For the brightest minds in science. And it's not just about the established researchers either. Anna's dedication to mentoring the next generation of scientists is truly inspiring.
Yeah.
Her involvement in Science Immersion Week and her co-supervision of a PhD dissertation, it speaks volumes about her commitment to fostering young talent.
It's so important to pass on that knowledge and passion to the next generation. It's like planting seeds for future scientific discoveries.
And those seeds have the potential to grow into something truly remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful analogy. It really highlights the ripple effect of mentorship. The knowledge and enthusiasm that she imparts to her students will continue to spread and inspire others long after they leave her lab.
And it's not just about scientific knowledge itself. It's about fostering a love of learning, a curiosity about the world, and a drive to make a difference.
Yeah.
Those are qualities that will serve those students well no matter what path they choose in life.
It's like she's creating a legacy.
Yeah.
Of scientific curiosity and innovation passed down from one generation to the next. But we're not done yet. There's still so much to discuss about Anna's work and its implications. Join us for part three as we continue to explore the world of nanomaterials, microplastics, and the incredible research being done by scientists like Anna Rua Ibars. As we wrap up our deep dive into the work of Ana Rua Ibarz, you know, there's this one more aspect of her work that I find really impressive, and it's her dedication to transparency and ethical practices.
It's true. It's something that doesn't always get a lot of attention, but it's incredibly important, especially in a field like this, you know, where there's so much pressure to publish, to secure funding. It's really refreshing to see a researcher like Ana, who really prioritizes integrity. It's like she's saying, yes, we need to push the boundaries of science, but we need to do it the right way.
Exactly. Yeah, she's not cutting any corners. She's really committed to doing things the right way.
And that brings us to another aspect of Ana's work that I think is really inspiring, her passion for science communication.
Yes. I've been wanting to talk about this. She's involved in so many activities beyond her research, conferences, workshops, public lectures, even Cafe Scientifico.
I love that. Science over coffee.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It sounds like such a fun way to engage people with science in a very casual setting.
It's brilliant.
So, you know, she's presented at the European Researchers Night and the Mediterranean Researchers Night, all about making science fun and accessible for everyone. She has a real knack for communicating her work. And she's not just presenting data, she's telling a story.
That's so important, to be able to connect with people who aren't scientists.
Absolutely.
To make science relatable and understandable. And her involvement in the Iberis Connect Doctoral Congress shows she's also invested in mentoring the next generation of science communicators.
It's like she's passing the torch, making sure that scientific knowledge continues to be shared and celebrated. It's a beautiful cycle, isn't it? Research leads to knowledge. Knowledge is shared through communication, which inspires future researchers.
Exactly. And Ana is playing such a vital role in that cycle. Her impact will be felt for years to come.
I totally agree. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm left with a sense of awe and inspiration. Ana Rua Ibarz is more than just a researcher. She's a trailblazer, a communicator, a true champion for science. And her story is a reminder that even something as seemingly small as a nanoparticle or a microplastic can have a profound impact on our world.
Absolutely. She's a shining example of what can be accomplished with passion, dedication, and a genuine love for science.
Thank you all for joining us on this incredible journey into the world of Ana Rua Ibarz. We hope you learned something new and were as inspired by her work as we were.
We'll see you next time.